This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. This podcast is brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. The coolest hockey shirts you're ever going to find. They're awesome. You're awesome. Get together and make more awesome. ABSFAM.com. So the Avalanche take on the Predators in what is essentially a playoff death match. If we win this game, we are the sole owners of the last playoff spot in our division. True, it's only halfway through the season, but those sort of things don't matter right now. We've been trying to get back in the playoff race, and if we win this game tonight, we're not only in the race, we're in contention. So the game started just the way you would expect it to. There was a lot of energy from both sides, everyone being a little bit overcareful and trying to get a good hitting game going. Unfortunately, that hitting game cost us a penalty on a really bad call from the refs, who essentially dictated the first 10 minutes of the game. McLeod went to the box, Johansson scores on an unbelievable angle that Vardy didn't even flinch on, and it's 1-0 for the Preds. But if getting scored on early in the first period is one of those things that's going to take us out of the game, we wouldn't be where we are today. So kudos to the Avs for sticking in there, surviving long enough to thrive, and thrive they did. But not before some more shenanigans from the refs. So technically, when Carl Soderberg went to take the faceoff on our first power play, he went to the ground, put his arms out to protect the puck. The other player hit his arm and his arm touched the puck. Therefore, he played the puck with his hand and we got a penalty. So it was exactly 1 second of a power play and spoiler, we didn't score on that. But we did have possession for most of the 4-on-4, and we even got a couple of good shots off, which isn't exactly our game of late, but we're getting better at that. Our 3-on-3 and our 4-on-4 is definitely improving. And back at 5-on-5 hockey, we're seeing an unbelievable effort from Matt Duchene every single night. That's what we need. We need Matt Duchene with the real effort every single night, and he's been doing that for us, and he drew a penalty basically on a 1-on-4 where Jackman thugged into the ground and then tried to clown him, and Dutchie didn't punch him in the face because Dutchie's class. We'll wait till we have more goals before we start punching people named Jackman. On the ensuing power play, we did a lot of good things. The best thing that we did was get the puck on net, which bounced straight to Iggy, who put it in for his 601st goal. 601 goals is pretty okay. He's now tied with Alex Ovechkin for the most power play goals, and he's tied with Yari Curry for the most goals all time by a hockey player ever. If you haven't noticed, I'm recording these spots in between periods. And one of the things that I've really noticed in this is that Martinsson is taking a lot more hits than he's giving. Now, he's not getting crazy, he's not taking penalties, and it's not like he's getting outplayed. I've just never seen him targeted the way that he is. It looks like Nashville looked at the tape and said, you know what, let's take the game to him. Let's hit him and see how that goes. And last but not least, the Avs are absolutely looking great. Like I said, they have survived long enough to thrive. Now let's hope that they hold it together in the second period. I'm optimistic. And we're back after 2 periods of play in the second intermission, and the Avs are looking okay. It's a decent hockey game right now. Very close, I'd say, at 3-3. So here's the skinny on the game so far. First period was good. We walked out of that with the Avs up 2-1. We walk out of the second period tied at 3-3, which means that the Avs gave up more goals than they scored. Now, hopefully this isn't a trend, but unfortunately, the Nashville Predators are on the power play going into the third period. There was what looked to me like just a misunderstanding between John Mitchell's stick and one of the Predators' players, but the refs definitely took it hard and blew the whistle, and therefore we are now on the penalty kill. Unfortunately, this hasn't been a good thing for us tonight, so let's hope that going into the third period, Wah has plenty of time to talk to the guys about what to do for 1 minute with clean ice and a puck moving fast. So some of the highlights for me in this period were definitely the goals. Gabriel Landeskog rushed down the ice, much like he did to win the game the other night, and was in the right place at the right time as the pass came his way. Now the pass wasn't a beautiful one, it got tipped, but he found it, put it in the net, the crowd went crazy, the horn went honkage, we all rejoiced. You might even think that that was the highlight of the whole third period, but it wasn't. The highlight actually came from the coach of the Nashville Predators, who was very upset about a call. It was a blatant tripping call. Tenge got dropped down to the ice, and the coach threw a little fit and threw something imaginary down the bench. I'm not even sure what it was, but it was hilarious. Therefore, we have put a GIF in the show notes for you to check out, along with many other goals from tonight. In one of the funnier tweets that I have seen all night, Jay from the AHP, the Avs Hockey Podcast, I believe it is. He's at Avs Podcast. Go check that out for sure. Had a tweet that read, Cody McLeod, he's an expert at making friends. Everyone on the Preds wants to give him a hug. Hugs are 55's favorite. The man speaks in truths. Cody McLeod is absolutely making friends out there tonight. He has been in everyone's face. Everyone's been in his face. They all know what each other's breath smells like, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a scrap so long as we get ahead a couple of goals. Otherwise, I imagine everybody's going to be a good boy, keep their hands at their sides, and not get in trouble. So it all comes down to this, 1 period to decide who gets the last playoff spot in our division, and I'm pretty psyched about it. I think that the Avs are going to come through. Clutch is our new middle name. Depending on how things go, somebody might win a free shirt tonight from Avs Fam too. If you're not familiar with the You Can't Win This contest, it goes like this. You, before the game starts, pick the final score of the game and who's going to score the game-winning goal. But there is a catch. Some guy named Spoons or whatever we talked about earlier decided that he was going to pick the Predators to win, and that's just not cool. We can't support that. He's grandfathered in because we hadn't said it before, but from this day forth, I do declare we will not send shirts to anyone if the Avs don't win. So if you're not going to pick an Avs winning score, just don't pick at all. All right, that's it. I'm off to see the second intermission selfies and watch the best third period of hockey I've seen in a long, long time. He shoots, he scores, we win. Okay, so spoiler on that one, but the game's over and we won, and this is how it happened. The game was just ticking along in a boring third period when all of a sudden the Avs almost scored, like 3 times in 5 seconds. It was like somebody blew up a balloon, let it go, and it went spewing all around the net and somehow it didn't go in the net. But then as things were getting crazy, Nashville got all excited about this game all of a sudden, and they sent a guy on an aerial pass. It looked like a Hail Mary. It drops right in front of Barty. The guy takes 1 second, snaps it, Barty stops him, closing the 5-hole like it's nobody's business. Plot twist, all of a sudden we get a call and we're on the power play, and this is a good thing because Tyson Barrie is starting to play like the Tyson Barrie that we saw before Matt Cook took his knee out. He has offensive awareness like a Jedi has skills. Barrie made a play on the boards and made a pass over to Beauchemin, I believe it was, and then he was smart. He followed that pass right up until he was in an opening. He got the puck back, took a couple seconds, got about 35 feet away and beat Pekka Rinne. Yes, Pekka Rinne, an amazing goalie with a wrist shot from 35 feet. We go up and suddenly it's a game of, hey, let's don't lose this. So to start the game, we had some really questionable calls by the refs, and that exact same call that McLeod got for charging, the other team tried it a few times and they didn't get the call. I don't know what's going on here. I'm sure they're feeling really gypped right now, but what I saw was inconsistent officiating. And guess what? If we're not a team that can overcome that, we're not a team that can be in the playoffs. So kudos to the Avs for getting over that. And you know what happened after that? The Avs really started picking up their hitting. Como manhandled Forsberg to clear the zone by hitting him about 15 times in the back with his stick, and there was no penalty on it. I like that. Thank you very much, your Mr. Roboto, for showing up and playing the kind of hockey that we thought you could. Como equals a good thing right now. And my last thought on this game, if you've ever doubted the impact of a Cody McLeod, first, go back and look at the goal he scored in this game, and then second, look at the way that he went out there and stirred things up, got people off their game and pissed them off. He didn't end up dropping the gloves, but he should have. He would have dropped Jackman, I'm pretty sure about it. But the one thing that he did that really impressed me is later in the game, he made a play and got absolutely rocked for it. He took one for the team, and who knows, that could have been the point that turned the whole game around. That could have been the point that let us win the game. Either way, McLeod is a team player, he's a smart player, he can scrap, he can score. I think we should keep him. And that, my friends, is the story of how the Avalanche became a playoff team against all odds, a comeback story. It was super awesome. It was definitely amazing, and I was really happy to see it. We play hockey again on Sunday, and hey, it's the Blackhawks. Who knows? I think this could be a good run that we're about to get on, and hopefully we remain a playoff team. This show is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. The coolest hockey shirts you're going to find anywhere. You're awesome. They're awesome. Get together and make more awesome. Get an AvsFam shirt. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or just go to the website and click on the Get It On iTunes button. And last but not least, stay awesome.